Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
God has something to say to you today. So I want you to ask yourself, from all that God has already said through prophet, what decision have you taken today? And from what we are about to hear, what decision are you taking today? And I know that God is going to change your life. Amen. I'm under pressure, so we can't sing. Please put your hands together and let's welcome our prophet, our pastor, Bishop. Oh, I can't feel your excitement. Bishop Dag Heward Mills. God is about to touch your life in Jesus' name.
All right. Father, thank you for this great blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, what was the title of the first message that I preached? Why You Must Be a Bacenta Leader. Now, in this session, I'm sharing with you why some people are not Bacenta leaders. Why some people are not Bacenta leaders. And I'm going to give you 7 reasons why somebody like you is not a Bacenta leader. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained the other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Is that not so? Then, so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents and said, Lord, thou hast delivered to me 5, I've gained 5. Verse 21. And the Lord said unto, well done, good and faithful servant. Verse 22, he that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. I've gained other 2. Verse 24, then he that received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid thy talent in the earth. There hast thou that is thine. And his Lord answering said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have taken my money and put it in the exchanges. Then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that has 10 talents. The first reason that people are not Bacenta leaders is fear. That's the first reason. Number one is fear. I was afraid and I went and I hid thy talent. Fear is the number one reason why people don't get involved in the work. You see, I'll tell you, when I was going to preach the first time, I was afraid of preaching. Because I was afraid that my words would get finished. That when I start talking, I'll finish. And I wouldn't have anything to say. and I'll be hot, and I'll be embarrassed. When I was going to start a church, I was afraid. I said, maybe the church will not work. So I told Bishop Saki, let's go to Insawam and start the church there. So that if it doesn't work, no one will see that the church didn't work. Fear is the reason why people don't want to volunteer themselves to do the work of God. Why would I not want to pray for the sick? What about if they are not healed? Every aspect of ministry. Why would I not want to have a crusade? Because I'm afraid. What about if I have a crusade, nobody comes? What about if I say there'll be miracles and no one is healed? One time I was in Navrongo and a pastor came to me after the crusade. He said, I want to tell you that don't take for granted all these miracles you are experiencing here. He said, a pastor came to have a crusade and he gave me the date. And there was no miracle. And the people in the town stoned him. Yes, they stoned him. What a town. Fear of stoning. So people are afraid to be bacentered. Maybe I'll be tired. Maybe the people won't come. Maybe, well, what are the fears of a Basenta leader? Huh? The meeting will not work. The bus will not be full. The people will not come. I will not have money to pay for the bus. I will not meet my targets. I will be sacked. You've never been sacked from anything before, so you're afraid that you'll be sacked. I'll be faced. There will be a meeting, they will face me. Huh? Have you written all the reasons why people are afraid to be Basenta leaders? They feel that there will be wild meetings. Isn't it true? They will face me at the meetings. I will not be able to meet my targets. Huh? I'll be sacked. My bus will not be full. I will not be able to pay the bus. Today, all those fears are gone. When you follow fear, you are following a demon. I always remember one time I was flying to a city in South America. You'll be there soon. I was flying from New York to, that it was a 5-hour flight. 5 hours. I was sitting by Bishop Richard, I think. Yeah. And when I was going to Colombia. And before we left, the Catholic priest also came to warn us in the church that we should never go to Colombia because the priest was doing Holy Communion. They shot him in church. So when I heard that, I said, oh, as for Colombia, I will not go there. But on the flight, I had a dream. And I don't want to tell you the dream because of time. But in the dream, God told me that I should not be afraid. I should not walk by fear. Not that I should not be afraid. God, it was frightening. Pablo Escobar had just been killed around that time. Just a couple of years before. Yes. And it was, I should not be afraid. I should not that I should not be afraid because it was frightening. I sat in a bulletproof car throughout. And I was surrounded by guns till I left. And I was met at the door of the plane with guns. I didn't know. It is recently that I knew what is Pablo Escobar and all that. I never heard his name whilst I was there. I didn't know how dangerous it was. But the Lord said, don't follow fear. If you follow fear, you'll miss most of the great things I have for you. Yes. I would have missed church planting. I would have missed crusades. I would have missed miracles. In Colombia, I saw even the dead was raised at that meeting. So don't follow fear. Tell your neighbor, I'm not following fear. Amen. He said, I was afraid and I hid my talents. Second reason why people do not become basenta leaders is because they are hiding their gifts. I was afraid and I went and hid thy talent. I did what? I hid thy talent. Now, there are some of you here, you rather prefer to join Kwehu Students Association or Anloga Students Fellowship or Association. Kumasi Anglican Old Boys. What? Forsyth what? Volta Old Students Association. That is where you want to give your gifts. You prefer to be a general secretary of ISEC or MOBA. Yes. Or Akuras Achimota Old Students Association. That's where your gift of organization, your gift of leadership, your gifts of whatever, that's where you use it, but not in church. You join some other group, other association. You get what I'm saying? Foreigners in Ghana Association. Nigerians in Ghana Association. Noga. Noga or Niga. Nigerians in Ghana Association. Niga. Nigga one, nigga two. And you are the secretary. You write notes. You do happy birthdays on WhatsApp group. You organize meetings. You do lunches. Different groups. Wesley girls, old girls. 75-year group, 88-year group. 2014-year group. You design flyers. You organize lunches, parties. But when it comes to the church, you hide your gift. He said, I was afraid and I hid thy talent. I was afraid and I hid. You don't just fear. You fear and you hide your ability. Some of you are singers. You sit in the church and say, oh, wow. I was afraid and I hid my talent. So many things you could do, but when it comes to church, I hide my talent. You are not the only person who has belonged to a club before. How many have joined a club before? What club did you join? Barclays Bank, a former employees club. Barclays Club. And what other club? Writers and Debaters Club. Hey! And what other club? Drama Club. Among Four Old Students Club. Red Cross. Boy Scouts. Girl Guides. But when it comes to the church, you hide your gift. That is why you are not a basenta leader. Yes, you could join cadets and go and stand in the sun and march. And you'll be doing this. How does it help? All this up and down. How does it help anybody? Number three. The third reason is fault finding. He says, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. Huh? I knew thee that thou art a hard man. If you come to this church and you criticize anything that we are doing here, you will never be able to join it because you've already attacked it. When you criticize, oh, if you are a Basenta leader, they'll say you should bust, your money will be this, this and that. Instead of finding fault, ask questions and bring up the issues. Bring up the problems. Don't find fault. It's not easy to have a small group of even 20 people. If you are sitting at the corner and you can't hear, it's not easy for me to know. If you are sitting at the corner and it's hot, or it's cool, or whatever, if you go to the toilet and it's full of poo-poo already with other things, I may not know. So instead of just sitting there to criticize and find fault with whatever we are doing, if at all, come and ask questions or even share with us the reality of the problems that you are having. Instead of just finding fault and saying, I know you dear, you are a hard man, you dear this, you dear this, every day, you dear, you dear, you dear. I don't want to say that your mouth like something. I don't want to say anything about your mouth. Fault finding. You find fault with the songs. You find fault with the people act. Why don't you come and act for us to see? Why don't you come and sing? Why don't you come and do some of the things? Or even tell us. If you can't hear, tell us you can't hear. I'm sitting there with all sorts of thoughts in your mind. If we are late, we are sorry. But tell us, don't be criticizing us in your head. Tell your neighbor, I've stopped criticizing. I don't want to be a monster. Sit down. Number four. How many reasons am I giving you? Three. Number four. Despising the smallness of your gift. You feel it is very small. Yes. You feel you don't, you there, you are nobody. How many of you in this section, you feel you are nobodies? Stand up if you feel you are nobody. Oh, come. I want the third row. Third row. Come to me on stage. Come to me on stage. Come. You all feel that you are nobodies. Come and join me. These are Dancers for Christ Club. Dancers for Christ. They are nobodies. Yes. Dancers for Christ. Wow. Show their faces. Show us their faces. You feel you are nobody. How old are you?
21.
Listen. You see, people are given one talent. Once you get a one talent, you look and say, oh, it's very small. I won't use it. I won't use it because it's too small. 21 years. I won't use it because it's 21. Too small. How old are you?
28.
How about you?
31.
You are an elder amongst us here. How old are you?
21.
And how old are you?
19.
You see, one talent. When you have only one talent, you say, it's too small. I can't do much. It's useless. Let me hide it. Satan wants you to hide. By the time I was 19, I was preaching. I was saved at 16. By 19, I was preaching. I was known as a student leader by 19. I remember my preaching days from when I was a teenager. If you like, don't use your one talent. You will never have 5 talents. You will never have 10 talents. Once you despise the smallest of your gift, you look at people and say, look at such gifts. Look at such gifts. You never know that you are an organizer. You know, I used to sit in my class. My teachers never appointed me as a prefect, nothing. But you see, I'm an organizer. I'm organizing the church with different branches, different denominations. I'm an organizer, but I was sitting quietly in the class. I never used my organization. No one ever thought that I could organize. Even the scripture union, you know, they wouldn't make me general secretary, prayer secretary, vice president, president, organizing secretary, nothing. They never saw me as anything. But in me was organization. I could do it, but you see, I never used it. Don't despise the smallness of your gift. So, bacenta leaders. That's why we are having bacenta leaders. I'm going to meet the Greater Life Club immediately after church. There's going to be fire in the meeting. Because people are going to be bringing Yangos and Ubers. At least you must be responsible for some souls. Greater busing. Oh, yes. What is the first reason why people don't become bacenta leaders? Fear. Have you overcome your fear today? Number two is what? The second reason why people don't become bacenta. Hiding. Hiding, but you show it somewhere else. Wow. Some of you say, I'm waiting to be married, and I'll show my singing gift to my husband. What is the third reason why people don't? Fault finding. What's the fourth reason? Despising the smaller. Number five. Okay, go and sit down. Go and sit down. Oh, clap for them. Number five, laziness. Matthew 25. And the Lord said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Wow. Thou what? Wicked and slothful servant. Slothful means lazy. Change the version, please. Change the version. You wicked, lazy slave. There's no place for a lazy man in the kingdom of God. Some of you can't wake up early. Anything which is hard, you can't do it and don't want to do it. The third message, which we don't have time today, is how to be. Yes, how to be. Bacenta leader. But this is the second message. Laziness. I tell you, do you know why medical students and doctors, why many of them, when they become pastors, they are good pastors? Because you can't be lazy and be a doctor. Not in UGMS medical school. You better work hard. You will leave the school just now. Plus one, minus one. The exam is plus one, minus one. If it's correct, plus one. If it's wrong, minus one. You can get minus eight results. So minus 20%, minus 14%, minus 56%. Medical school. Pray about it. Even the parents of the medical students are stressed when their children are in that school. So, laziness. To do and to be a bacenta leader, you need energy to mobilize people. It's not sitting in a Mercedes Benz and coming to church, cruising, and say, ooh, and you are singing Christian music, ta-da-na, 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 that's like Mozart. Wow. You need to work hard. Pray about it that you don't marry the laziness. You see, look at the lazy. When somebody is not a bacenta, that you should be careful about marrying the person. Yeah. It's true. At least, and let me tell you, a good wife, Good wife and good husband. A lot of it has to do with hard work. This girlfriend and boyfriend fall in love. There are people who write books that say that marriage does not include love. Marriage is about hard work and agreements and hard work. If you are not hardworking, you can't marry. So I love you. Oh, darling. You don't understand what you are doing, oh. It's hard work. On the husbands and on the wife, the husband must work hard to provide. You can't allow your wife to become the hard worker and that you are sitting down like a male lion. No provision. So laziness is reason number what? Five. Reason number six. Are you ready for reason number six? Reason number six is not wanting to be cheated. Yes. You reap where you've not sown. So you feel that somebody is reaping something that he hasn't sown. Monkey, they work, baboon, they chop. Me, I for go make basenta leader. Where you there? You there, there where you go preach. Say, so where you the preacher? Me, I'll be the monkey. Where I they go work for basenta. Where I finish working for the basenta, then you make man of God. Where you did the church, where you make, I say, you be mega man. You be mega man. Meanwhile, the monkey, we the monkeys where we they work for the church. Hey. We are the ones on the ground. We are the ones doing the work on the ground. We they be the foot soldiers. Grassroots workers. He said, I know you reap where you don't sow. Hey, Charlie. People have bad thoughts, so. Ask your neighbor. In fact, check your neighbors on whether they're anybody who's having bad thoughts, the head is hot. Check the temperature of your friend's head. The bad thoughts have heated up. They have heated up the brain. They have heated up the brain. Is there anybody by you with a hot head? Hey! Over here. Get some water and pour over his head. Pour some water over his head. This brother has been identified with a hot head. It means he's having bad thoughts during the preaching. What is the first reason why people are not? Fear. Fear in the church. Second reason is what? Hiding of gifts. What's the third reason? Fault finding. Don't find fault. Whatever problem there is, how can this church be perfect? How? And we went to the toilet and there was no water. Sorry, we are sorry. Please help us to manage the toilet. We beg you. We beg you to help us. Next one. Despising the smallness of your gift. That is too small. I'm nobody. Number five is what? Laziness. Thou slothful servant. And number six is what? Not wanting to be cheated. And number seven, the last reason, is being spiritually worthless, useless, good for nothing. It's because you are good for nothing. Yes. You are useless. Derek Prince says the worst thing you can say about a human being to say the person in English language is a phrase, you are good for nothing. It's like you are the worst kind of person. That's why he said, thou slothful and wicked servant. You are a wicked person. So that is why many of us are not center leaders. And beginning from today, I'm raising an army of 1,000 Bacenta leaders. And you are going to be one of this army of the Lord Bacenta leaders. And there's going to be a great blessing all over your life as you work for the Lord. Somebody asked me, so how do you prosper? I say, work for the Lord. When you go to Anakazo, on the entrance, it's written, work for the Lord. That's how to prosper. Work for the Lord. Choose God and just work for him. Somebody asked, so Lighthouse, what is your secret of prosperity? Is it this? Is it that? It's work for the Lord. It's work for the Lord. When you work for the Lord, you will see his blessings on your life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your mighty power that is flowing in this church today. Heal us and deliver us from every evil. Thank you for your grace in our lives, in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today and you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hands like this right now. I want to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand like this. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Just come from where you are standing to here. All right? And then number two, if you are here and you want to be a Bacenta leader, maybe you didn't come in the first time, but you also want to be a Bacenta leader, also lift your hand and come to me in the front here. Come and stand on this side. If you want to be a Bacenta leader, come and stand here quickly. I'm about to pray, so you need to come if you are coming. All right, let us pray. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How many of you want to be Bacenta leaders? Raise your hand. I see. More Bacenta. Yes. All these people want to be Bacenta leaders. So, after church, we are going to meet you on the first floor in the hall over there. All right? Sorry, Idahosa Chapel. All right. So, all of you, just come to Idahosa Chapel after we close. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Take your communion. You may be seated. Oh, take your Holy Communion. What a blessing. Father, thank you for the body of Jesus that is broken for us. The body of Jesus Christ. If you are online, join us in the Holy Communion. The body of Jesus Christ. Everybody standing, please. Everyone standing. Now lift up the wine. May the blood of Jesus answer for every question of our lives. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands for your blessing. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you, and may you shine as you serve Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of your lives. Receive healing. Receive good news. Receive blessing. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. May the blessing of the Lord come over you as you have been in church today. May you encounter and experience his great blessing for your life and your healing in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.